Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Are we going to see more charges in this case? Not necessarily murder, but part of this cover-up, and I don't know what that charge exactly would be, but do you think we're going to see more with that?
Well, there could be accessory charges, and I think the number one person on the chopping block at this point is the brother.
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised if he didn't aid and abet in some way. But I think the downfall to any and everybody who might be involved in this will be the communications. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see communications that will lead to, helping discover who, if anybody, is involved, or was this just completely incompetence? And I do think this, when you look at how the statements are written and how congenial they are, it's really sickening. I mean, they're not professional.
Mm-hmm.
Matt said this. I think one of them, as I mentioned, they use his first name.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was reading this thinking, wow, this is, nobody should be conducting an investigation that calls a potential suspect by their first name, and it's all, believed on its face. So all of that is extremely concerning in this case.
I think the other part that's obviously extremely concerning to everyone is, the fact that the allegations are that Farwell started having a sexual relationship back with her in 2014. They met in 2011. That's pretty far back now in terms of, I think, what we're going to be able to find in terms of digital evidence and footprint, not necessarily for the murder, but more so for the sexual relationship, the statutory rape of a minor. That was going on, as least as far as the allegations go. That's what we have against Farwell. And it does make you wonder then who else was involved in that. I'm just wondering how far back can they look into any sort of digital footprint of texts back and forth, anything, when we're talking literally more than a decade now?
Oh, the Bureau will go back as far as they can go. As far as what's going to be available, that will depend on, the carriers and things like that, how far their records go back and what they're able to ascertain. But the Bureau will go back as far as they possibly can from, when she was an explorer. And she, was looking up as these officers, as, idolizing them. Mm-hmm. And all he did to groom her, Tony, supposedly, going to the library and just grooming her, in this relationship. It's all so disgusting, honestly. And then passing her off in later years, you know, to people he knew, just how she was treated and I would argue trafficked.
Yeah.
Is just sickening.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, I, you know, how far back is this going to go? I mean, it certainly doesn't reach the Diddy levels of trafficking. But if you look at it as, you know, he started this grooming as a minor, brought her in and literally kind of did traffic her around to friends. I mean, crudely, you could say he kind of pimped her out to his buddies. And it's just, it's so messed up. It's so beyond disturbing. And the fact that these other people went, oh, yeah, sure. Oh, you mean that girl that you've been hanging out with at the library since she was like 12 or 14 or whatever it was? It's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Have her come on over. It's just such a lack of moral character, of any sort of decency and just everything. It's so sickening that there was this congested group of people that all kind of thought the same way about another human being. You usually kind of have your one-offs here and there, but this is like a little cabal of them that were all kind of feeling the same sick way.
Yeah, and I'm going to go beyond it because people don't just exercise these types of actions toward one individual.
Yes.
Typically. I'm wondering how many more possible victims we could have. Obviously not to this level, you know, somebody else that would have been killed, mm-hmm. but somebody else that he would have either, raped at a young age, attempted to, had conversations with, all of that. And then the other big thing is, Tony, I see this guy flipping like a fish on a dock.
Yeah.
He could face the death penalty for what he's done. And I see him totally lining out everyone in his department and anyone who's done anything there to avoid the death penalty. That's what I see down the road.
And a lot of them have resigned. A lot of them will never be officers again. A lot of them are just still out there in the free world. And I'm not going to name any names or anything like that because it's all allegations still, innocent until proven guilty. But how do you think there's a lot of people out there that are just kind of counting their days waiting for the FBI to come knocking at this point?
Yes, I really do. And the FBI probably has knocked. I mean, the Bureau is very slow, meticulous. They don't leave any stones not unturned, and that's what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And we know from the Karen Reed case that there was a public corruption case that was spurred again by Karen Reed's counsel, mm-hmm. right? We know exactly where the feds first got mentioned in the Karen Reed case because it came out in a hearing, mm-hmm. and we all heard it. And so we know where those charges, or not charges, but where the look-see began, mm-hmm. With, you know, from them. But there's, you know, definitely, Norfolk County and other counties have been looked at closely in public corruption arena. And this is a case that to me should be a beacon of cases that a case that people should be concerned about. Yeah. They should be screaming. Look at what happened to this girl. What else happened in this department? What else happened with other people involved in this investigation? Yeah. This is the one that everyone, I think I wrote pink shirts and green shirts, you know, the bloggers people and the Reed people. This is what I would be spending my time on. But you know what? Then they wouldn't be making any money. And they're making lots of money in the other way. But this should be the one. This is the case.
This is one that could have so many legs. I mean, this thing can spider out to so many places because you find one person over here in this department that was into it. Okay, well, that one person's into it. And like you said, and as we know, they're birds of a feather. They all kind of flock together. And so you got this one over here. Who does he have over here that doesn't necessarily know this group over here, but they're doing this over here? And this could go all over the place. And really, if that is true, as sad and disturbing as that would be, it could be a massive way to remove a lot of horrible people from places in government and in public service that they should not be.
And they should be. They need to be removed. Yeah. I can tell you, as a former law enforcement, retired law enforcement, there is nothing that is more, will make you more angry and irritated is to see somebody from the blue disgrace the badge, disgrace what they swore they would do. You know, it's, I guess, like the converted smoker, right? You know, that the smoke bothers them more than anything. That's mm-hmm. how law enforcement feels. But you know, Tony, what would go a long way to doing a big right down there would be for state charges to be filed. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest reasons is that unborn child, federally, there can be no murder charges related to that child because, you know, the Bureau took a very interesting way to be able to charge her when normally they wouldn't have jurisdiction. They charged her because she was a witness. Mm-hmm. So murder of a witness in a case. That's how they went after it to get the federal jurisdiction. Well, mm-hmm. they don't have that, obviously, for the unborn child. I want to see the state come back, file full-on charges in this matter, and include the death of the baby.
Do you think that would happen before Farwell goes to his own trial, the federal trial, or would that be an after thing?
I think it should be now. Look at Luigi Mangione.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody and their dog wanted to file those cases against him.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have concurrent, you know, cases going on in different jurisdictions. So this is the time.
Yeah.
This is the time I think they should be working with the FBI, and I think local charges should also be brought. That's my opinion. I don't understand why they wouldn't be.
Want to stay on top of the latest true crime cases? Press subscribe now and never miss a breaking update from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.